姐妹们、朋友们平安。
Peace be with you。
围绕教会今年锁定的“敬畏神，得以成圣”的这个中心主题呢，我们已经讲论了关于个人如何成为圣洁的问题。
In the pulpit, we have been talking about the theme of this church, that is perfecting holiness out of the reverence for God. And we have talked several times about what we should do individually.
今天我们要来看教会要如何成为圣洁。
And today we are going to see how a church can be holy.
当我们在讲到救恩的时候啊，通常会想到个人，不太会想到教会。
When we talk about redemption or conversion, usually we talk about individual instead of the church as a whole.
那谈到圣洁，我们也通常会局限在个人的层面上。
And when we talk about holiness, usually it's limited on the personal level as well.
也许呢，是因为我们从开始信主的时候啊，就十分看重我们个人与主之间的关系呢，却有些轻忽教会的肢体之间的关系。
Perhaps we emphasize very much our personal relationship with God in our conversion and do not pay that much attention to the church.
然而呢，在以弗所书的五章二十五到二十七节，圣经明确地说，基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水基督的道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱内等的病。
It's mentioned in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 25. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
因此我们就当知道啊，按照神的心意，基督最终要得到呢，不是信徒单个的人啊，而是教会。
So that we know that the purpose of God is not just the holiness of individual, but the church itself.
教会也不是所有信徒的简单的总和，而是我们这许多的人啊，互相联络成为肢体，在基督里成为一生。
And church is not just a simple sum of all the individuals, the believers, but rather,the brothers and sisters are connected together in the body of Christ.
从这一段圣经里面，我们还可以看到神对教会的期望很大，要求很高，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的荣耀的教会。
And from this scripture, we can see that the aim of that our God set for us in the church is very high. Actually, it's hoping that the church will be holy and without blemish.
那也许有人说啊，这里指的是一个无形的宇宙性的教会，因此呢，不必太为今天地上的教会啊太过于挂心啊。反正呢，在人间没有完美的教会，你看哪个教会没有问题呢？
Perhaps you may say that this is a description of invisible, the cosmic church, and in this world you can see that all churches have their own problems. Have you ever seen a church without any problem at all?
这样的说法对还是不对啊，我不敢说，但我只知道啊，在启示录里面，主耶稣写信给亚细亚七个教会，那都像我们教会一样，是有名有姓的当地的教会。
I'm not very sure such saying is correct, but I know that in the book of Revelation, when Jesus Christ wrote letters to the seven churches in Asia Minor, all these churches have their own names, just like our church.
主耶稣在信中指出啊，他们活是有玷污，活是有皱纹，活是有瑕疵，都要求他们悔改。
In the letter of Jesus Christ to the churches there, he said that whether there are stains, defects, or imperfections that need to be cleaned up and to repent.
主耶稣既然要求他们悔改，也应当同样的要求啊我们。因此呢，我们今天要来看一看。什么样的教会呢？是一个圣洁、没有瑕疵的教会。
And if Jesus Christ asked those churches to repent, the same applies to us. And therefore, today we would like to see, how a church which is blameless and without blame, blemish or stainless or holy should be.
那我们先来祷告。
Let us pray.
圣洁、公义的天父上帝，
Heavenly Father, who is holy and righteous,
求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
May your spirit work among us,
引导我们明白你在我们今天读的圣经经文里所启示的真理。
Guide us so that we understand the truth which is revealed through the scripture today.
让我们不但能够明白你的话，并且按照你的话去行。
That we not only understand the words in your scripture, but know how to act out.
讨你的喜悦，在世上彰显你的荣耀。
Be pleasing to you and to reveal your glory in this world.
奉你爱子耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 刚才看了这一段以弗所书，虽然提到主所要的教会呢是圣洁的教会，却没有明确的说啊，圣洁教会的实际到底是怎么样的啊
？In the scripture that we have just read, it said that we should aim for a church that is holy and without blemish, but it didn't really mention how to become a church which is holy.
因此呢，我们要到圣经的其他地方去看，就像我们刚才读的这个彼得前书一章十五到十六节，他这样说。
Therefore, we should look for other scriptures to see what a holy church should be, as what is written in the First Peter chapter one, verse 15.
那照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记得说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, "Be holy, because I'm holy."
这经上记者说的话是旧约的利未记十一章四十五节是这样说的。
The scripture that is written was actually from the Old Testament in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verse 45.
我是把你们从埃及地引出来的耶和华，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
I'm the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore, be holy because I'm holy.
在旧约圣经，耶和华神反复地对以色列的全会众这样说：要把他们洁净的与不洁净的分别出来，做耶和华的子
民。In the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, for example, God, the Lord, has talked to Israelites over and over again to separate the clean.From the unclean, so that they could become a people of God.
所以说，我们应当知道啊，这些当年对以色列人所说的话，也是今天对我们教会所说的话。
And we should know that the words that were given to Israelites in the past are also words that are given to us today.
这些话告诉我们，一个圣洁的教会啊，和它的大小贫富都没有关系。
The message is that a church has nothing to do with its size or its wealth.
而是在乎他一切所行的事上是否圣洁。
But whether it's a holy church or not, in all its acts.
那如果你说，哎呀，一个人所行的事要圣洁呢，我都清楚啊。什么是教会所行的事呢？
You might say that, well, for an individual, I can understand what is holiness, but what is holiness in a church?
又有哪些教会所行的事算是圣洁的？哪些又是算不圣洁的呢？
And what are the acts that in the church that could be counted as holy and others are unholy?
那我们先来澄清一个概念，就是圣经里面常用的教会或聚会这两个词的不同的用法。
Let us first of all set it straight. There is a difference in the use of words in the Bible between church and gathering.
聚会就像我们今天这样啊，全教会的人聚在一处，唱诗、祷告、传讲信息。
Gathering is the congregation from the whole church coming together to sing praise and pray to our God.
我们通常说，哎，我们来教会，指的是来教堂参加聚会。
When we say that we come to church, usually it means that we come to the gathering in the church.
那么，当我们聚会结束以后啊，教会还在不在？
But at the end of the gathering, church gathering, is the church still there?
我们聚会结束的时候，那主持人说，今天的聚会到此结束，那绝不会说我们的教会今天到此结束。
At the end of congregation meeting or gathering, usually we would say that we can be dismissed now, but it didn't mean that the church is to be dismissed.
所以，教会所行的一切事，不单是指聚会中所行的一切事。
So the act of the church means things more than just what could be found during the gatherings.
如果那样就简单了，我们至少可以说，从今天早上聚会到现在啊，并没有什么不洁净的地方，说是不是？
Otherwise, it would be very simple. We could say that this morning, starting from the beginning of the gathering up to now, there seems to be nothing which is unholy.
如果讲到教会一切所行的事，那就包含我们聚会以外的时间，一切所行所为，直到见主，都算在教会的账上了。
So therefore, when we talk about the act of the church, it includes everything outside of the formal gathering in the church. So everything that we do or think will be in the account of the church as well.
主耶稣在启示录对七个教会的信里面一再地说，我知道你的行为，这实在是非常严肃的一句话。
In the book of Revelation, the letter of Jesus Christ to the local churches there, he said that I know your deeds. So this is actually very serious words.
我们知道啊，个人的圣洁呢，对教会很重要，因为一个圣洁的教会啊，不是一群污秽的人所组成的社会团体。而是圣徒的集合。
We all know that the individual holiness is very important to a church because a church is not a gathering of filthy people, but rather people who should be holy.
但教会的圣洁啊，除了个人是否圣洁以外啊，尤其在于肢体之间彼此关系如何。
And in a church, a holy church, it depends not just on the holiness of individuals, but it also depends on the relationships.Among brothers and sisters.
圣经中明显有瑕疵的教会就是哥林多教会。
And in the Bible, there is a description of a church with stains or defects, that is the church at the Corinth.
他们有分门结党的事，容忍淫乱的事，弟兄告弟兄的事，混乱圣餐的事，都叫做不圣洁。
In the church of Corinth, there are division, adultery, and also the accuse or attack of a brother against another. All these things happen there.
还有以色列当年在旷野的时候啊，坐下吃喝起来玩耍，向神发怨言，造金牛犊，这些类似起哄的群众运动啊，也都是不圣洁的。
During the old days of the Israelites, In the wilderness, people sit, eat, drink, dance, and play, and they even make up the golden calf. They actually make up of something that actually try to arouse the people's emotion, but actually are not really holy.
还有呢，就是来往传舌的啊，贪念世俗的，挑拨离间的，用教会做买卖得利的，论断人的，毁谤人的。轻看弟兄的，也都是教会的玷污皱纹。
Other examples include spreading the rumors, loving the worldly stuff, or trying to stir up divisions, or to gain profit from the church to judge people, and to have good opinion of our brothers, all these are stains or defects in the church.
大家都很熟悉的是主耶稣举的例子，在马太福音的18:23-25，尤其讲到啊，不饶恕弟兄的行为呢，是得胜。
One thing that we are familiar with is what is recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 18. Over there, it said that if we don't forgive our brother, this is not good.
我们今天的重点不是来解剖分析这些教会的瑕疵，而是来看什么是圣洁的教会行为。
What we are going to do today is not to emphasize what are the stains in the church, but what we should do to be holy.
从我们刚才啊读的彼得前书1:13-25的这段经文呢，我们大致可以归纳下面几个方面。
From the scripture in the first chapter, we could roughly summarize the topics into the following points.
1:13讲到圣洁的教会应该是警醒的教会。
In First Peter chapter 1:13, it talks about that a holy church should be a church which is self-controlled and alert.
14节 讲到的是圣洁的教会应该是不效法世界的教会。
Verse 14, a holy church should not to conform to this world.
十七节讲的是圣洁的教会应该是寄居的教会。
Verse 17, a holy church should live as strangers.
第十八到二十节讲的是依靠神的教会。
Verse 18 to 21, it said that a holy church should be a church with faith and hope in God.
22节讲到应该是彼此相爱的教会。
Verse 22 said that a holy church should be a church that loves one another.
23到25节讲的是持守圣道的教会。
Verse 23 to 25, it said that a church, a holy church should be the one, to be one with living and enduring the word of God.
我们先来看圣洁的教会应当是警醒的教会。
So first of all, we would like to talk about this first topic, that is be controlled and alert.
什么是警醒？
What is alert or self-control?
警醒就是专心的盼望主再来。
It means you put your focus on the second coming of our Lord.
你说就是这一件事情吗？
You said, is that all?
我想没有错。
I think that's correct.
因为你若是随时预备啊，主来预备见主，那就是最大的警醒了。
Because if you are always prepared to see the Lord again, that is the biggest self-control or alertness that you could have.
主耶稣用比喻说，十个童女呢在等候新郎。
Jesus Christ used a parable of 10 virgins waiting for the groom.
翻译里听见人声喊着说。新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。
At the midnight, they heard the saying that the groom is coming and you should come out and welcome him.
结果其中五个呢就备了油啊，就进去与新郎同席。
And for five of the servants who had their lamps prepared with oil would.Go and have in the banquet to be in the banquet with the groom.
另外五个没有预备油，门就关了，他们就在外边啼齿哀哭。
The other five who did not prepare oil in their lamps were close outside the door and cried.
教会建筑比个人的建筑啊更加的重要。
For the church as a whole to face the Lord is more important for the individual to face the Lord.
因为是新妇要见新郎。
It's just like the bride seeing the groom.
是仆人要向主人交账。
And it's also a servant trying to account for their deeds to their master.
所以彼得劝我们说，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
So it's written in 1 Peter 1:13, Therefore prepare your minds for action, be self-controlled.Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
圣洁的教会应该是不效法世界的教会。
A church from the Holy Spirit should be a church that is not conformed to the world.
所谓的效法世界就是按照世界的样子行事。
Conforming to the world just means to have its actions according to the actions in this world.
人聚在一起啊，或者是同奔放荡无度的路啊，或是为了名利财神来比争我夺。
People gather together either to follow the same destructive or indulgent path, or try to fight against each other to gain for their own profit.
就是我们从前啊，我们无知的时候，在世界放纵私欲的样子。
And this is what happens to us when we were ignorant about Christ and the way that we were before we accepted salvation.
教会是一群人啊聚在一起，虽然我们都蒙主的宝血洗净了，但仍然有争名夺利的试探在其中。
Church is a gathering of brothers and sisters. Even though we are redeemed, but we still might be fighting for things that we should not.
比比看，哪一家的教会更大？教堂更美。
For example, sometimes we will compare churches and say which church is more glorious or more beautiful.
哪一家开的车品牌更好，孩子念的名校更高。
Or which family owned more famous a car that has better brand, or whether their kids went to a more prestigious school.
这都不是一个圣洁的教会应该有的表现。
This should not be the appearance or performance of a holy church.
我们身边可能会发生这样的情况，比如说一个姐妹啊，她的孩子考上了本地的很好的大学。
The following may be a typical example. For example, the kids of a sister got admitted to a very good local university.
本来是值得高兴的事情，弟兄姐妹见面的时候也是恭喜祝贺。
It should be a joyful matter, and when brothers and sisters met this sister, they congratulated her.
但是他总觉得从他们的热情祝贺的话里面呢，感觉到有一丝丝的遗憾。
But she felt, according to their congratulations, that there might be a little bit of reluctance there.
因为同时啊，有几位其他家的孩子啊，考上了顶级的名校。
Because at the same time, kids from other families in the church might have admitted to top universities in the country.
因此她心里就不好受。
Therefore, she did not really feel well in her heart.
也许是她自己的内心深处啊，免不了与人的攀比。
Perhaps there was comparison in her heart that she could not avoid it.
也许是大家都沾染了这样的社会风气。
Perhaps we are all stained with this type of atmosphere from the society.
在许多的事情的上面啊，我们虽然有天上的正确的答案。
In a lot of things, we might have the correct answer from heaven.
但是是在脑子里面。
But this is only in our mind.
心里面免不了对世界的贪爱。
We still love what happens in this world.
保罗说，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Paul said that if you honor other people, you should try not to be aggressive and honor other people as well.
众人以为美的事情呢，要如实去做。
Things that are supposed to be good should be done.
那么这些都是与世界的相反的待人之道。
This is actually opposite to what this world would like.
所以说我们做法，我们的想法要和世界上的人不一样。
So what we think or what we did should be different from this world.
彼得在这里劝导我们说，你们既做顺民的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
Peter said that as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you have when you live in ignorance.
圣洁的教会应该是一个寄居的教会。
A holy church should be a church which live as strangers or temporary residents.
彼得前书的一章十七节这样说：你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 17, since you call on a father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in Veteran 3.
彼得在这里要我们存敬畏的心度世上寄居的日子，是因为我们的父家不在地上，而是在天上。
The reason Peter said live your lives as strangers here in Veteran 3 because our home is not on this world, but actually is in the heaven.
寄居是旧约圣经里面所记载啊，以色列人的先祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各生活中啊最大的特色。
In fact, strangers is the biggest characteristic of the ancestors of Israelites, including Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那个时候，他们虽然在迦南地生活啊，彼此住帐篷、放牧，寄居在别人的地。因为他们在等候神，等候神的应许。
At that time, even though they live in Canaan, actually they only live in tents, and as temporary residents, they are waiting for the instruction of the Lord.
我们需要注意的是啊，那个寄居不是一个人的寄居，而是一家人，自父及子，主人到仆人啊，都是寄居的。
When we talk about temporary residents or strangers to a land, it means just not a person, it's not just a single person, but actually it's the whole family or the whole race living there.
今天的教会也是这样啊，我们这一群人呢是一同在世寄居的， 在等候得的日子来到。
And for the whole church, actually, it's the same. We are strangers to this world. We live here temporary, waiting for the salvation of the Lord.
不知道大家清不清楚寄居的和定居的有什么分别？
I don't know if you know the distinction between a temporary resident, strangers, or a permanent resident.
定居的人呢是比较排外的。
For people who permanently reside, they actually they are more exclusive.
寄居的人啊，是乐意接待远人。
And for temporary residents, they are more willing to receive or accept other people.
亚伯拉罕和罗德呢，就是很好的例子。他们用爱心接待客旅，不知不觉啊，就接待了天使。
Abraham and Lot gave us good examples when they treated and received those strangers. Unconsciously, actually, they have received and treated angels.
我们刚刚来到美国的时候啊，教会的人热心地接待了我们。
When we first came to U.S.A lot of people in the church would receive us warmly.
我们信主的时候还没有安定下来呢，也开始热心地接待远来。
And when we were converted, in those early days, we would be willing to receive others as well.
我们在美国时间长了，定居以后啊，也许慢慢就失去了起初的爱心。虽然房子大了。房间多了，却没有能力来接待客人。
But after we become Christian for a long time and we have stayed here long enough to become permanent residents, sometimes we lose the original love that we have, even though we have bigger house and more resources.
罗德一家原本从亚伯拉罕家一样是寄居的。
Not originally, it's just like Abraham. They were temporary residents.
但他们试图在代表世界的所罗马城啊定居。
But they tried to reside permanently in this city of Sodom, which represents the world.
结果他们不但陷入了世界的你争我夺的危险，人口财物啊都被掳去。
As a result, they fell into the dangers of struggles in the real world, and actually they were captured, and all their wealth were taken away.
而且呢，面临与世界一同被神毁灭的危险。
And actually, they also face the difficulty or the calamities God set for the world of that generation that is to be destructed.
因为神的怜悯呢，罗德和他的女儿呢，就逃出了毁灭索多玛的这样的灾难，却失去了妻子和其他的人，结局十分的悲惨。
Because of God's mercy, Lot and his daughters escaped the calamities that were set to the city of Sodom. But actually, he lost his wives, and his life becomes miserable.
相反的啊，一直寄居的这个亚伯拉罕一家啊，他们远离世上的灾祸，蒙神的保守，而且有能力去拯救被掳的罗德的全家。
On the other hand, the family of Abraham, because they are consider themselves as strangers to the world, they live outside of the cities.As a result, they were able to be spared from the wrath of God and actually save the family of Lot.
定居的人通常呢会固守自己的境界，用篱笆把人挡在外面。
A permanent resident usually would be confined to their area and actually they would build fence to fence themselves from outside.
同为寄居的客旅呢，比较懂得彼此的珍惜和彼此的扶持。
But strangers or temporary residents, they know how to care of other people and are more willing to help other people as well.
盼望弟兄姐妹啊，常常的提醒自己，也彼此的提醒啊，我们是客旅，我们是寄居的。
And I hope the brothers and sisters could remind one another and yourself that actually we are just strangers to this world. We are just living here temporarily.
圣洁的教会应该是。依靠神的教会
A holy church should be one with faith and hope in God.
彼得前书一章十八节到二十一节这样说：知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着人坏的心意等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。 基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
First Peter 1:18, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in the last days for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God.
彼得说叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
Peter said, so your faith and hope are in God.
这句话说起来很简单啊，但我们需要仔细的去反省，我们一切的信心和盼望啊，难道真在于神吗？
This faith is easy to say, but we should ponder upon ourselves whether our faith and hope are really in God.
如果我们的信心盼望都真的在于神的话，我们就不会因为经济的动荡、学历的不顺、老板的眼色、身体的健康而心里忧虑了。
If we really build our faith and hope in God, then we should not be bothered that much by, say, financial turmoil, the sickness that we have, or how our boss treats us.
我们个人需要依靠神，那我们的教会更加的需要依靠神。
Our individuals, we as people, individuals should trust Lord, and our whole church should trust Lord as well.
因为人的能力和智慧啊各不相同，一个人是否是在依靠神行事啊，只有他自己清楚，别人不一定知道。
Because the ability and also faith of individual is different among different people, only he himself or God knows about it.
教会的软弱虽然有来自教会里面软弱的弟兄姐妹的因素啊，但主要的因素啊是教会里面有恩赐有能力的弟兄姐妹啊固执己见，不能同心合一的依靠神。
The weakness of the church could come from the weakness of brothers and sisters, they are individuals themselves, but actually a lot of time it comes from capable or gifted brothers and sisters who insisted on their thought.
世界上要做成大事啊，需要依靠男人志士，在教会里面却不这样。
In this world, if you want to accomplish something big, you need people which are capable. But in the church, it's different.
圣经里面说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵，方能成事。
In the church, in the Bible, it said that not by might, not by power, but it's according to my will, so that it could be carried out.
不同的人对同一件事情有不同的看法。如果大家各持己见，彼此不服啊，结果一定会引起纷争，甚至结党，导致教会的分裂。
Different people might have different point of views. If we insisted on our own points, we could actually lead to division in the church.
教会传统的榜样就是在教会同工们之间如果有分歧的时候，大家一起跪在神的面前祷告。
The traditional wisdom in the church is that if we have different point of views on a certain subject, we should come together and pray.
放下自己的坚持呢，寻求神的心意。
To lay down our own insistence, but look for the will of God together.
所以说弟兄姐妹如果对我们教会目前的现状担忧的话，劝大家周三来到教会，大家一起祷告。
And therefore, if you worry about the situation in the church, I would like to encourage you to come to the church to pray with us on Wednesday evening.
我们依靠神来解决我们个人的问题，也解决我们教会的问题。
We try to solve problems individually or in our church through our God himself.
圣洁的教会应当是彼此相爱的教会。
A holy church should be a church within which one loves one another.
除了神，在教会里面有弟兄姐妹。
Apart from God, in the church there are also brothers and sisters.
我们因信称义，因为天父的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。圣灵呢，与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
We are justified by faith, and because of the love of God and the mercy of God, The Holy Spirit will witness that we are really within.
大卫的诗篇说，看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美，因为在那里有耶和华并定的福，就是永远的生命。
In the Psalm of David, Psalm 133:1, it said that how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters live in unity. For there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore.
彼得前书一章二十二节这样说，你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实的相爱。
First Peter 1:22, now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
我们与神的关系是爱的关系，我们与弟兄姐妹之间的关系还是爱的关系。
Our relationship with God is a relation of love. Similarly, our relationship among brothers and sisters is also a relation of love.
我们爱神也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所领受的命令。
We love God and should also love brothers and sisters. This is a command from the Lord.
圣经里面对爱的定义在哥林多前书13章3到7节。
There is definition of love in the book of Corinth.
绝大多数的弟兄姐妹都能够背诵这一段经文。
A lot of us will be able to recite the verses there.
但不见得大家都知道怎样去爱。
But we might not know how to love.
大家可能比较喜欢用的经文是唯用爱心说诚实话。
Rather, we might prefer to use the scripture in Ephesians 4:15, instead speaking the truth in love.
特别是姐妹啊，往往急不可耐的要把自己的真实想法说出的时候啊，喜欢用这一句经文做支持。
And especially among sisters, they are eager to speak out their thoughts and to support this with these verses.
在密西西比的时候呢，有一位姐妹给我讲了她自己的一段经历啊，叫我对什么是用爱心说诚实话呢，有比较深刻的思考。
This was a story about a sister explaining to me her experience, and that prompted me to think deeper about what it means to speak the truth in love.
我们暂且称这位姐妹为 C 姐妹。
Let us call this sister C, Sister C.
C 姐妹在一个美国教会参加主日崇拜，有一次牧师讲到的题目就是唯用爱心说诚实话。
So Sister C was in American church, and one time the topic of the pulpit is precisely to speak in truth with us.
聚会结束以后啊，一位呢一起聚会的这个 A 姐妹过来告诉她说。
And at the end of the meeting, Sister A there came over and talked to her.
我有一句话憋在心里很长时间没有跟你说。今天牧师啊鼓励我用爱心说诚实话，所以说我就鼓足勇气来跟你说了。
So Sister A said, well, there are some words that I would like to talk to you, but I did not have the courage. Now, because of the message of the pastor, I gathered my courage and come to you.
接下来呢 ，A 姐妹对 C 姐妹就继续说了。
So Sister A said to Sister C,
我觉得你的衣服很难看。
I noticed that your outfit of bad taste.
这姐妹把这件事情当作冷笑话跟我讲的时候啊，显然她不觉得她自己的衣服难看。
When Sister C talked to me about this incident, obviously she did not feel that her outfit is that bad.
也没有体会到那位 A 姐妹的爱心。
And she did not feel the love of Sister A.
那这个 A 姐妹鼓足勇气说出来的诚实话，为什么没有我们所期待的好结果呢
？And how come the truth or the words that Sister A thought that they are true with love did not come out with the expectations as one hope？
在我看来啊，这位 A 姐妹啊，既没有说诚实话，也没有爱心。
To me, in the first place, the Sister A might not speak truth.And he did not say it in love.
因为他讲的是自己主观的真实感受，却不是圣经里面所说的诚实话。
Because what she talked about is subjective feelings of a certain subject, but not really true from the Bible.
诚实话应该是true词, 也就是真实的话。
When we talk about to speak truth, we talk about things which are really truth.
如果我们的主观感受是同情、怜悯，或者是赞扬、是鼓励，我们说出来，或许对别人有帮助。
If what we say are compassions or encouragements or mercies, then this might be helpful to brothers and sisters.
如果是指责、是批评或者是论断，就很可能伤害到弟兄姐妹。
But if it's blaming, criticism, or judging, that it might hurt other people.
一个姐妹以为她说的所谓的诚实话能够帮助这个C姐妹，其实不过是满足自己的审美观，让她自己看着顺眼，感觉到舒服。
Sister A thought that what he said might be helpful and constructive to Sister C, but actually what he said is on, what she said is only completely due to her own aesthetics, and it would not really help Sister C.
所以，如果我们真的是想给弟兄姐妹说诚实话的时候，一定要看我们的内心深处是什么样的目的。
So if we want to speak truth in love, then we should reflect ourselves. What is the purpose behind it?
我想，如果这个 A 姐妹是有真实的爱心呢，或许她可以把自己认为好看的衣服买了，拿过来给 C 姐妹的C试一试。
I think the right solution should be the following. If Sister A really has love for Sister C, she should try to buy some outfit which are really pleasant to her own eyes.
那如果C姐妹穿了喜欢，就送给她。
And present it to Sister C, and if Sister C really likes it, just use it, present it as a gift to Sister C.
那结果是借贷关系，A姐妹的爱心就结出了美好的果实。
And we would have a happy ending. Everyone will be happy and there will be a joyful fruit.
如果C姐妹不喜欢试，也不愿意穿，A姐妹就要很久忍耐，不必强求C姐妹和自己的审美观点一致。
But if Sister C did not like the outfit, then Sister A should just back off, endure. You could not just force Sister C to wear something that is good to your eyes.
我想我们在教会里面，我们可能对有些圣经有不同的理解。
I think in the church, we might have different understanding or thought about scriptures.
我们可以在适当的时候给他分享我们自己的不同看法。
We could try to explain to other people our thoughts when it's appropriate.
如果对方接受了，那感谢赞美主。
If the other party accept it, we praise the Lord.
如果对方不以为然，不想听你的，你就闭嘴。
But if the other people did not think of it that way, perhaps we should just stop.
即便我们说的是真实的话，如果没有真实的爱心，也可能会伤害到别人。
Even if we are speaking truth, but without true love, actually we might hurt other people.
因此，在要想说实话的时候，劝弟兄姐妹一定要得住自己的舌头。
And therefore, before you speak truth, you should try to control your tongues.
总的来说，你的实话不一定要说。
In conclusion, the truth might not be spoken.
但你一定要有真实的爱心。
But you should have true love.
所谓真实的爱心，就是舍身处地地为他人着想。 确保你说的实话能够安慰和鼓励弟兄姐妹，而不是伤害他们。
To speak the truth enough means that you are saying something in the shoes of that brother or sister, trying to help and encourage him or her instead of trying to hurt them.
因为在教会里面，我们非但不应该彼此的指责，反而在人看为不体面的，愈发嫁给他体面，那才是真正的爱弟兄姐妹之道。
Because in the church, we not only should not try to blame one another. Actually, when people are in trouble, we should try to help them.
彼得在后面的这个四章八节，他重复说，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
爱能遮盖教会许多的瑕疵，使教会圣洁。
Love covers a lot of sins in our defects in the church and be able to make the church holy.
圣洁的教会应当是持守神道的教会。
A holy church should be one with living and enduring word of God.
彼得前书一章二十三到二十五节这样说。你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草被枯干，花比凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。所传给你们的福音就是这道。
1 Peter 1:23 For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable.Through the living and enduring word of God, for all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever, and this is the word that was preached to you.
我们重生得救是靠着神通过先知使徒传给我们的道，就是记在圣经里面的神的话。
Our redemption is through the words of the law, which are descended, which are passed to us through the disciples, and as was written in the Bible.
教会要成为圣洁呢，也当按照圣经里的话去行。
And for the church to become holy, it needs to act according to the words in the Bible.
基督是教会的头，我们是基督的身体，弟兄姐妹互为肢体呢，彼此服侍。
Christ is the head of the church, and brothers and sisters are bodies in the church. We should help one another to serve the Lord.
在我们当地的教会啊，按照圣经是由长老或传道的牧者呢做属灵的带领，执事同工负责各项的管理事务。那教会全体成员啊，至此来同心合一的服侍神。
In the church here, we have spiritual leaders, elders and also pastors, and deacons helping out to carrying all the management arrangements, and then brothers and sisters should stay in unity in the church.
弟兄姐妹，如果对教会有意见或者是有建议啊，属灵的方面呢，可以找牧者长老交通。
If we have, if brothers and sisters have some comments or questions about the church, from the spiritual level, you should communicate with the elders or pastors.
行政管理方面呢，可以找各部门的执事反映。
And about management, you should talk to the brothers and sisters in charge or the deacons in charge.
我们一定要知道，无论是牧者、长老、执事，或者是负责的同工啊。他们都是不完美的人。
And we should also know that whether they are elders or pastors or deacons, they are just imperfect brothers and sisters.
但我们的主他是完美的。
But our Lord is perfect.
我们把自己的想法给了牧者、长老、执事、同工，并且呢，通过祷告求主啊，按照神的心意成就呢，我们就尽到了自己的责任。
Once we pass our thoughts to the pastors or elders or deacons, we have, and just leave it to God and we pray about it, and this is what we need to do.
无论事情是否按照我自己想的成就啊，我们都要用顺服的心来接受。
And whether or not the things will turn out against, about what we thought, we should always be submissive.
用爱心忍耐
and try to endure in love,
凭着信心来跟随主的带领
to follow the Lord's guidance in faith.
如果你自己以为啊，你被牧者、长老、执事、同工都要高明啊，那是非常危险的事情。
It could be dangerous if you thought that you were better than the pastors or elders here.
他们虽然卑微，但都是神的仆人。
Because even though they are humble, they are humble servants of the Lord.
他们是靠着主的恩典行事，在教会里面服侍。
They serve according to the grace of the Lord.
你轻看他们，就是轻看主的仆人，不会讨主的喜悦。
If you look down on them, it means that you look down at the servants of the Lord, and it won't be pleasing to the Lord.
如果你发现教会的弟兄犯了罪啊。圣经里面有一个非常清楚的处理程序，在马太福音的18:15-17是这样的。
And if you observe the brother or sister sins, Then there is a standard procedure according to the scripture in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 15.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去；趁着只有他或你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人或税吏一样。
If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault. Just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as he would be a pagan or a tax collector.
也就是说, 当你发现弟兄犯了罪了，第一步是你单独跟他谈，是要尊重他的隐私，给他悔改的机会，目的呢是为了得着弟兄。In
other words, when you observe that a brother sins, you should talk to him in private and alone for the privacy of the brother, and the whole hope is that you can win the brother
over.他如果不听啊，但他确实犯了罪，需要有证据让他信服。
If he didn't listen and he really sinned, you need a proof for that.
就按照旧约的规矩啊，带一两个人去，包括你呢，就是两三个人去做见证。
As mentioned in the Old Testament, you should bring two or three people along, so including you, there are three of you and who could be witnesses.
还是为了尊重隐私，给他悔改的机会，目的呢是为了得着弟兄。
And the whole purpose is to respect his privacy and hope that he could return to gain him over.
他如果听见了见证人的见证，还不认罪悔改呢，就告诉教会。If
it didn't work, then maybe you need to do a talk to the church.
不是说你给教会的每个人都讲，而是呢，你去找教会的牧者还是长老。It
doesn't mean that you talk to everyone in the church, but rather you talk to the elders or pastors.
教会的长老、教会的牧者所组成的监督部啊，将代表教会要求犯罪的弟兄认罪悔改，目的也是为了挽回弟兄，也不张扬，也尽量的尊重他的隐私。
The governing board of the church, which consists of the elders and also the pastors, would then talk to this brother or sister. And the whole thing is also to respect the privacy of the brother and the sister, but hoping that he or she will return and to gain him or her over.
如果他被教会确认犯了罪，绝不肯悔改，就公布给全教会的会众，让大家不要再把他看成是主内的弟兄。If
he or she really sinned and did not return, then maybe he would be revealed to the church and to view him or her as a pagan.
这里是以弟兄犯罪为例子讲的啊，在第一步呢，应该是弟兄去找他谈。
This talked about a brother who sinned, and the first thing that we should act is to talk to him privately.
如果是姐妹犯罪呢，最好也是姐妹啊，先去找他谈，劝他悔改，也是为了挽回他。And
if a sister sins, then we should ask a sister to talk to her, and the whole purpose is to win her over as well.
总的原则就是啊，若有人偶尔被过犯所胜，我们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
The basic principle is that if a brother or sister sins, we should try to win her over with a gentle heart.
我们又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱啊。And
we should be careful so that we won't be as seduced as well.
在这里，今天我要特别的提醒大家。And
here I would like to remind you.
如果你看见教会里面有什么不好的事情啊，请你勒住舌头。
If you observe things that are not doing right in the church, please control your tongue.
不要四处传言，也不要听信流言。Don't
try to spread the rumors, and don't try to listen to rumors.
要么你按照这个马太福音18章15到17的程序啊，亲自出面解决。You
could try to solve the problem according to the procedure which is mentioned in the scripture here.
如果你不能这样做的话，也把这个事情交给这个教会的牧者来处理。
Otherwise, you should just pass the matter to the pastors or elders in the church.
我们应当个人守住自己的本分，谦卑殷勤地与弟兄姐妹搭配，在基督里面不为自己联络的合适，按照圣经建造教会，让我们自己也在其中成长。
We should try to do our share first by learning how to cooperate or co-work with brothers and sisters so that we can all grow in the church.
我们今天通过思想彼得前书的经文啊，看到了圣洁没有瑕疵的教会应当有的行为，就是专心盼望主来，不效法世界，在此寄居，依靠神，彼此相爱，持守神的道。
As a summary from the scriptures in the first Peter, we see that a holy church should be one which set hopes fully on Jesus' coming, not to conform to this world, to live as strangers, with faith and hope in God, to love one another, and to be with living and doing word of God.
对照啊，神圣洁的要求，我们自己是不够圣洁的。
Comparing to the standard that is set to us from our God, obviously we are not holy enough.
我们的教会呢也有许多的瑕疵
，and there are a lot of defects in our church as well.
但我们不能够因此灰心，失去盼望。
But we should not despair.
我们是要悔改。
We should just repent.
如果我们彻底的悔改，完全的顺服神，主耶稣啊，一定能够用水基督的道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做过荣耀的教会，毫无玷污，作为等类的病。但是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
And if we really repent and be submissive to our Lord, the Lord will teach us and guide us so that we as a church could be offered as a church which is holy and without blemish.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊
，Lord，
你用宝血将我们这群不完美的人从魔鬼的权下买赎了出来。
You have cleansed us and redeemed us through the power of the devil.
并召聚我们在这里同心的建造你的教会的时候，一定知道这对我们是何等又大又难的事。
When you call us to serve you in this church, you should know that it's a really big and difficult task.
若不是你在我们中间做主掌权，若不是你的圣灵充满光照，我们无法看见自己的黑暗，也更没有勇气能力摆脱罪在我们里面的辖制。
If you are not in control, if the Spirit did not work in us, we would not be able to go away from the darkness and be able to serve you.
主啊，当我们来到你面前的时候，愿意跟随你、服侍你的时候，求你悦纳我们。
When we come to you and are willing to serve you, please accept us.
更主主赐下谦卑悔改的心，使我们可以在教会服侍生活中蒙圣灵的引导，生命长进，结出佳美的果子。
And may you grant us a graceful and a repentful heart so that we could bear fruit for you.
以致使我们的教会可以成为圣洁，彰显出神的荣耀。
And that our church could be holy and to reveal the glory of you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.